I wish my grandpa would put a little bit more effort into helping me find a man. But
you should tell him. When he goes, like, golfing or something, you'll be like, hey, do you see any eligible
any cute
men?
Boys on the golf course?
Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy.
And Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we will be discussing the pilot episode of Mismatch.
Mismatch premiered on November 20th, 2020 on Netflix and has two seasons so far. It follows Rishi, a diehard romantic who believes in the traditional ways of dating, as he falls for Dimple, a gamer, and eventually wants to marry her.
Yeah, this is a cute show that I did not watch before, but
yes,
it's an Indian show. Just kind of exciting.
Yeah, I also hadn't heard of this one, but it is based off a book that I had heard of. So the book is called When Dimple Met Rishi by Sandhya Menon. It came out in 2017, and it follows a very similar premise, except that it takes place in San Francisco in the US rather than in India. So that's like the main difference, I think, from the plot. So I had heard of like this book because I do read a lot of like young adult novels, and so that kind of like fits within that, but I haven't read it. So, but I thought this show was cute for sure. Yeah,
isn't it like a playoff of like When Harry Met Sally, like that, you know, like that old 90s rom-com?
I guess the pilot episode is also called When Dimple Met Rishi, which makes sense because it's like based on the book. Maybe.
Actually,
I've never seen When Harry Met Sally, so I don't know.
Actually, I might have seen it, but I think I watched it a long time ago.
I confuse that movie with Notting Hill. I've never seen Notting Hill either, even though they have completely different plots and they're in completely different countries.
Yeah.
But they're like came out around the same time, I think. So I like
those old rom-coms.
And like the actors are kind of like within the same like realm, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But I know it's like an iconic like romantic story. So like.
Right. Isn't it, named it? Is When Harry Met Sally the one that's like, I'm just a girl looking at a boy, or is it the opposite?
That's Notting Hill.
That's Notting Hill? See, I told you I confused them. Ugh. I knew it.
Yeah, I think When Harry Met Sally is about, like, two people who, like, a man and a woman who, like, meet. And then they're like, oh, can we just be friends? But then, like, it's like, oh, can a guy and a woman be, like, just friends? Or would it, like, always lead to something romantic? Or, like, would one person catch feelings?
Yeah.
Kind of. So like,
interesting.
I think they're trying to be just friends, but then they end up together.
Wow.
At the end. Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe I should watch it. I heard it's like fall vibes, right? I think so. It's like fall New York.
It's in New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Movie night. Gotta watch it.
All right. Moving on to the character breakdown, we have Dimple Ahuja, played by Prajakta Kohli, who is our main girlie. She's a gamer. What is she? Dimple, not damsel. So that's her, like, gamer tag. So she's, like, not into romance. She's, like, not like other girls. She's into video games. Yeah. She doesn't wear makeup. She likes glasses. Like,
she's,
you know.
Yeah, she's very focused on studying, education. Yes. She doesn't want to get married.
Like, right. No. Yeah. Everyone's focused on like matchmaking. And she's like, no, thank you. I want a degree.
Yeah.
So scandalous. Then we have Rishi Singh Shekhawat, played by Rohit Saraf, who is our love interest. He is the opposite of Dimple. He is very love. He's a hopeless romantic. I was gonna say love struck. I don't know if that's a right word, but
yeah,
he's like hopeless romantic. He wants to get married, and everyone's like, that's super weird. You're 17. Like, why would you want to get married now?
Calm down, please.
Which I agree is a very odd, like, I feel like, I mean, not to say like boys can't fantasize about like getting married when they're older, but I feel like, not that, I mean, I definitely didn't go on a married at 17, but I feel like it's definitely like a topic of conversation amongst like teen girls. It's like, oh, like, when are you like, you know, like dating and romance and like eventually getting married?
I think young girls are more sold the idea of like fairy tale ending and like getting married and stuff. And then boys are sold like getting a job, making a lot of money, kind of, you know, like that's their dream. So
which is interesting because like, I don't know where I mean, I'm just going to like pull this out of my ass. But there is like legit studies that have said that like single women are the happiest demographic.
I've seen that.
Like, and so like, it's like single women are the happiest, then married men, then married women, then single men, like in that order. Or is it married women at the bottom?
I'm not sure, actually. But I know it's like flipped for men and women. Like, single women are happier and married men are happier.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's like, but it is interesting because, like, to your point, like, the image of, like, having a marriage and, like, being a mom is, like, very much sold to younger girls. Like, sold through the media and stuff. And, like, it's not as romanticized for, like, a man to, like, get married and start a family and stuff, which like a lot of men do desire that, but it's just not in like as much romanticized in the media.
But Rishi is really good, has a really good relationship with his grandma, right? Who she like talks about, like, oh, she was married for like 50 years and they were like so in love and they got married at like
17 and 20.
Super young, so he's like, oh, I want that too.
Yeah, it's like, that's actually funny because like my grandpa got married at 21 and my grandma was 19 and they were also married for over 50 years. And I think that's funny because my grandpa is always like, no, I was too young.
Like, oh, really?
like he was obviously very happy. Like, my grandparents were very happy and he was very happy to have married my grandma because they were like very much in love. But like now that like me and like my brother are older, he's like, no, that was way too young. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I was 21. That's crazy. But it's like, back then a lot of people got married a lot younger, and like still people can get married young and it like can work out. But the advice I was told by him who did get married young was to, you know, figure yourself out. Yeah.
I think you do change a lot. Like, you know, like from your like teens to like 20s. You know, you change a lot, but like, I think it could work if you like grow with your partner.
100%.
You know? Because like 100%. Both of you are going to change, but some people like they grow apart and it doesn't work out. You know?
I mean, at least for me, I know I'm like I feel like my values and like things have changed a lot since I was 17. Just because like when you're 17, you're living at home, you're in like your home environment. And so like once you're able to like kind of get out of the house and like experience new things, like a lot of times your worldview changes. And so like if I was dating someone at 17, and it would have been very easy for us to like grow apart, I think, because I think I changed a lot, which not to say that the other person couldn't change with you and like still be on the same path, but I feel like my path was not a very straight line. And so it would have been difficult to maintain a like relationship through that for me, but obviously not, that is that's not everyone's story. So but it is, that's like scary for me to think about, like now that we're like a decade out of high school, to like think about like who I was back then and to think about like, I don't know, it's just like, it's very like I'm very proud of the growth I've had in the past decade, so I'm like, whoa, like that's wild.
Yeah, I think, yeah, my mindset on a lot of things have changed too since like graduating from high school.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I used to be kind of different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean, like, we've been friends for that long, so obviously we've grown together.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, that's just proof that platonic friendships are better. Sorry, Rishi.
I did see this like article. It was like, oh, like these like seven like friends, girlfriends, they like just like bought a house together, and then they're just like living like platonic love, you know, instead Aww. Of going and getting married. I was like, that's cute.
Sounds like a sorority house, but like nice, you know?
Right. It's like you want to be there.
Right. You know? All right. So then we have, okay, I didn't see a name for Rishi's grandmother. She was just listed as Rishi's grandmother on Wikipedia.
But oh, they probably played... just like call her grandma in the show.
Yeah. So she's played by Suhasini Mule. And like we said, Rishi's like very close with her. She's very invested in his love life, which, you know, I wish my grandpa would put a little bit more effort into helping me find a man. But that's
You should tell him. When he goes like golfing or something, you'll be like, hey, do you see any eligible any cute men?
Boys on the golf course? And we have Rishi's best friend, Namrata Bidisaria, played by Devani Shori. And she is like his platonic best friend, where there's like jokes of like, oh my god, are you gonna get together? And they're like, no, ha 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 ha, no, we're just besties.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in like their background, because they didn't explain it, but they're just like BFFs.
Because I thought she might be like his sister or something before they like explained that they're best friends.
Yeah.
Then we have Dimple's parents, Simple Ahuja, played by Kshiti Jog, who's Dimple's mom, and then Dhiraj Ahuja, played by Jatin Sial, which is Dimple's father, which I'm realizing Dimple is just like a portmanteau of both of her parents' names, because her mom's name is Simple, and then like her dad's name starts with a D, so then Dimple is like a combination.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that, I don't know.
I thought Dimple was like a nickname, but is that her actual name?
I don't know. Maybe it is a nickname. She's listed as Dimple on Wikipedia.
Yeah, her mom's name is Simple. So yeah. I guess that would make sense if they like combine their names.
That's kind of fun. Yeah. I feel like I've heard of people doing that. Like, it's not super common, but I feel like I have met someone or heard of someone where their parents combined their names to make their child's name.
I'm thinking of like Jada and Will Smith.
Oh yeah.
But they just did like Willow and Jaden.
Jaden. Well, like that's like a very like, I remember learning about that in like, I don't know, like some like monarchy. I can't remember. Like some, it probably wasn't the English monarchy. Like, I don't know, whatever. Doesn't matter. But like some historical monarchy where they would like name, like if the king's name was Octavius, he would like name his daughter Octavia. Like they would always name the daughters after the dad.
Oh,
which
that's kind of cute.
I kind of feel like, you know how it's like in some families, like it's common to like name your kid a junior, like the dad, but it's
like the same.
If your firstborn is a daughter, why wouldn't you name your daughter after you?
That's
like,
true.
Not necessarily like the same exact name, but like a feminine version if you want to do that. Or you could do the same exact name, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. But it's like, why does the man get the birthright? Like, it's 2023. Like, we need to calm down about that.
That's true.
Also, does it actually mean anything? You know? Yeah. Like, in olden times, it's like the man, like the firstborn male would get like the land and like the inheritance and whatever. And like now it doesn't mean anything unless you're going to cut like, your daughters out of your will. So.
Yeah. I'm just now realizing that both of my parents have unisex names. So.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, I could have just been named after either one of them.
That's true. Well, my dad's name is
Corey,
like,
so.
Right, because you're a girl. Like,
and my mom's name is Jean, so.
Jean would have a different spelling if it was.
Yeah.
Male. Or it would be like
John.
Well, because you could do Jean, G-E-N-E.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You can spell it both ways, I think.
Oh, okay. That's like funny because then like Christine could have been Corey, like because she's first Jr. born. Yeah, Corey G.
That's so funny.
What is Corey's full name?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't okay.
It's not like a nickname.
I was like, was that a nickname? But then I was like, what would that be a nickname for? I don't know.
Corinthians.
Corinthians. That's hella funny. That's a hella funny.
Know, Coral. I don't know.
Coral. That's so funny. We just have Zeenat Karim, played by Vidya Malvade, who is an older student at the college that Dimple meets. She doesn't really have much to do in this episode, but she becomes a main character. So,
yeah, we didn't get a ton of characters in this episode.
Right.
Or at least not,
it was
not
only 30 minutes.
Characters. Yeah.
Yeah, it was only 30 minutes. But yeah, we did meet some other like college students, but like they didn't introduce them much. So I don't know if they're gonna be characters or not.
Yeah.
But the characters on Wikipedia was really long, so I think there is more.
Yeah, a lot of people will be introduced.
Yeah.
And there's two seasons, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So probably a lot of people will show up.
Yeah. I saw like, well, it apparently got renewed for season 3 as well. So like it's still going.
Nice.
I saw, well, it said it was like high demand. So people really liked it. But then like the critics, like I saw one critic review that was like 2.5 stars. It was kind of dumb, but like that's what I should expect from it because it's like a teen drama. So like I shouldn't have expected more. But they still gave it like a 2.5.
Yeah.
It's like not. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you expecting? It's not going to like have like some like intense acting.
Right. It's not like they didn't say dumb. I think they said like shallow or something, but it's like, yeah, like it's not intending to have a lot of depth. It's a cute little rom-com. So.
Okay. Well, we can get into the plot. Rishi is a teenager, but is old-fashioned when it comes to love. He is at school to fall in love with Dimple, not to study. Rishi and his best friend, Namrata, search for Dimple and they are almost run over by her roommate on a moped. They find Dimple outside the canteen. 1 week earlier, Dimple is getting ready for a party, but her mom complains about how she looks. Her parents want her to get married by 21, but she wants to study computer science.
Nice. Yeah, so I thought it's kind of interesting, the concept of, like, I mean, not that it's not been done before, but, like, the boy as the hopeless romantic and then the girl as the, like, you know, I want to get my studies done, like, kind of nerd type. So I thought that was, like, kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that's cute. I like that.
Yeah, and it's interesting that, like, he, like, has pretty much no desire to get an education. Like, he truly just wants to get married. Because I feel like normally when there's, like, a boy character that's, like, oh, I'm so, like, lovesick or whatever, like, they also have other things, you know? Like, they're, like, into something else. Like, they're a soccer player or, like, they have hobbies or something, which I guess maybe we just don't know his yet. But right now, like, he literally has no interest besides Dimple.
That's true. Yeah, we haven't seen him have any hobbies. Yeah, because Dimple likes playing games. And then she also likes, like, computer science. Mm-hmm. So she has a few things going on. But
right. And Rishi's grandma is also like, you should take the class. And he's like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
You know? He wants to be a kept man.
Why would I learn computer science?
I mean, literally verbatim, I said that to my mother in college. When she was like, you should take a computer science course. And I was like, but why would I care about computer science?
Yeah, I know. It's like a foreign language to me. I don't know it at all.
It literally is. It's like, then, what's that, like, Arthur meme where, like, DW is looking at the door and she's like, that can't stop me because I can't read.
Oh, yeah.
It's like exactly. Me looking at computer science.
Yeah. I'm like, how do computers work? Like, I mean, I don't understand.
And there's different languages. Like, they were talking about it in the episode. They were like, Java, C++, Ruby on the Rails, I think is one. I might have made that up. I think so. Okay, when I used to work.
Python?
Yeah, I think, well, because when I worked at, like, a medical device company, I had to, like, write the job descriptions for the job postings, and then I always had to put, like, proficient in, like, all these different, like, languages. And so, I remember one was Ruby on the Rails, but
I kind of like that. Like, that's a cool name.
It's giving, like, Thomas the Tank Engine, but, like, girl power. Yeah.
Like a children's book or something.
Wait, now I need to Google this to see if I'm insane or if, like, Ruby on the Rails is a real thing that I didn't make up. Ruby on Rails, a web app framework. Okay. I don't know if it's like a coding language, but it's something.
Maybe it's
A program? Ruby is a programming language. Ruby is. Yeah.
Oh.
Ruby on Rails.
Wow.
Wait, I kind of love that. It's Ruby like Rosie the Riveter, but like techie.
Oh.
I'm saying this as if it's like exclusively like females, like only women can like use this coding language. Yeah.
They're like talking about like the color or something, ruby.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I have no idea why it's called that. I think it was like I just saw that it was like an MIT thing, but whatever. So we kind of like we have this kind of like the intros, like Rishi being like, oh my god, like I have to find Dimple, but like we don't really understand what's happening. And then we cut back to a week ago and we see Dimple is like at home getting ready for a party, and her mom is kind of like critiquing, like, make sure you put on this perfume, make sure you wear this makeup, take off your glasses, put on contacts, wear this, blah blah blah. And then Dimple also has kind of like flashbacks to her childhood where like she was taking her school picture and like her mom commented on like her like skin tone and that she should like,
right,
like lighten it and like, mm-hmm, use like lightening,
yeah, lotion
and stuff. So like that was something that I thought was like interesting, because they didn't really dive too deep into that in this episode, which I assume that's kind of more of like an ongoing theme throughout the show, the like beauty standards in India and stuff. But right. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, it's like pretty common, you know, like in teen dramas, like, oh, the mom wants the daughter to look, mm-hmm, pretty and stuff, and then they have like really high standards and the kid's just like, what are you talking about, like I can't do that.
Right. And I think like even more so in this context, because like matchmaking is like very big in India, right? Mm-hmm. So like their parents are saying like, we have to prepare you like to get married off by 21. And so yeah, it's like if you don't do this, you'll never, like a man will never fall in love with you. But yeah, mm-hmm, that is also just like a general theme amongst like teenagers and their moms of like, don't look so frumpy, like,
yeah,
rare dress.
There's like that like old-fashioned idea, like, oh, like a man doesn't want a woman who's like smarter than him or like more, right, educated, so they're like, oh, don't go to school, just get right, married.
Which unfortunately I think that's more prevalent currently than we'd like to think it is, which I agree, mm-hmm, it's old-fashioned for sure, but I feel like that's still like
yeah, it's still a thing,
like the big like incel movement and stuff, like I feel like, mm-hmm, that's part of that as well, where it's, yeah, like, but like, because like, I feel like if you surveyed men, they would still want to be more educated than their wives.
Probably. I think like making more money is like, right, a big thing. Like,
yeah,
like even like, yeah, on TikTok, I'll see people like interviewing people on the street and they're like, oh, like, would you care if your wife made more money than you? And then like a good amount of people say like, yes, you know, they're like, they would care. And I'm like, why? You have more money. Like, why would it be a bad, right, thing?
Like, not that, I mean, like, I personally, I mean, like, I guess I don't really care either way, but like, I just like don't want to work in general, so like so like I don't particularly want to work more than my future partner, not because, uh-huh, I care about the woman making more than the man, just because if he's gonna make a shit ton of money, I want to not work, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I would rather not hustle and grind for money if I don't have to. So that's
that's true. Then you have to find someone who makes a good amount of money.
Yeah. I mean, not that that's a deal breaker, but it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. Especially if you have kids.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're planning on like staying home with the kids, then.
Yeah, but you could also do it different. I mean, if like the woman is much more like career driven, then the dad can be stay at home, which like, mm-hmm, I feel like is totally fine. But then people have that's I think also a thing where like they're like more feminine tasks. I'm doing air quotes, feminine tasks. So like the husband doesn't want to like take care of his own kids.
Right. Yeah, it's like it's not babysitting if it's your own, yeah, kids.
It's like, I'm my kid's a nanny. It's like, no, you're the father. Thank you.
Yeah. Please. Sorry. Oh, gosh. But it seems like Rishi doesn't think like that, hopefully.
Right. That's our point.
He's like, yeah. Yeah. He seems, I mean, I don't know what his career goals are. As we said, he didn't talk about it. But
right.
I'm assuming, I mean, he would be a good partner.
Yeah, I think like for me, it's more important that they have some type of passion or like drive at all, because like if they didn't make as much money as I did, it wouldn't bother me as long as they were doing something that they like enjoyed or like they had a path, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not about like the dollar amount. It's more about like, are you being a bum or are you like actively being a bum or are you like trying to pursue something?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Dimple is accepted into a summer course at the Aravalli Institute of Technology in Jaipur. Her parents agree for her to attend. Rishi tells his grandma he wants to get married, and she posts his photo in her groups to find him a girlfriend. Rishi, Namrata, and his grandma swipe through the photos she received, and Rishi decides on Dimple. His grandma finds out she will be in Jaipur for 3 months, so he decides to meet her there.
Yeah, this was a bit of a mystery in the beginning. Like, right. Dimple really wants to go to this summer course, and her mom's like, no, like, you're gonna get married.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, it's in Jaipur, and the mom's like, I guess you can go.
Yeah, I guess there's like, men eligible bachelors out there.
Yeah
and you know, Rishi's talking to his grandma like, I want to get married. And I was a little bit confused at this part, like, was she in like Facebook groups or something that she was posting his photo in, or like just in group chats?
I think she said it was a
WhatsApp group. Yeah, someone did say WhatsApp.
Yeah, so it must be like a group of like a bunch of moms or something,
right?
Trying to like match their kids up. So she must have just posted Dimple's photo in it.
Rishi's like Dimple's mom post Dimple's photo.
Yeah,
in it. and then Rishi's grandma posted him in the same ones.
Yeah, I guess so. And like that's why he was able to like swipe through the different girls,
right?
Because like they all posted their photos in it.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. So they're like swiping through the photos on the TV, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Which like I think is funny because like people do that now. Like they'll put Tinder on the TV and like swipe through it. Mm-hmm. And so they're like going through and there's all these like beautiful girls like all dolled up, looking great. And then there's Dimple, which is like she's like in a long like baggy t-shirt and like her glasses and her hair is like not like super done. And he's like, that's her. That's the one. Yeah,
she looks genuine and real.
Genuine and real.
Yeah, he's like, oh, like I like her smile. Like she doesn't have like filters on and stuff.
Yeah, this is so very like YN. Like reading a book at the Harry Styles concert.
Right. She's not like the other girls. She does not care about how she looks.
Right. And he's like, I'm into that. It's like,
yes.
That's very funny.
But like this is even less information than Tinder, though, you know, like, because there's like no bios or anything. It's just like a picture of her. So I'm like, wow. And he's like, all like, oh, it's love at first sight. I'm like, okay. Like, you just saw one photo and you're like, that's her.
Right. Okay. So like this was also like obviously Dimple's mom submitted her photo. So then I guess the grandma contacts, so they're in the WhatsApp group. So the grandma contacts her mom and is like, hey, like, where's Dimple at? She's like, she's gonna be in Jaipur for the next 3 months. And she's like, okay, we got the details. We're gonna send him to Jaipur. But like, I guess it's like the assumption that if your photo is in this group, you're aware your photo is in this group. And obviously no one told Dimple. Right?
Right. Yeah, I'm assuming that like how like he knows about it with his grandma, that like he would expect like Dimple's mom to like say like, hey, like this guy's interested in you, you're gonna meet up with him in Jaipur. Right.
Okay
but like obviously Dimple's not into it, so like her mom's like, I'm not gonna tell you.
Right, exactly, because she'd get mad.
Yeah,
that's funny. But it's also kind of like, because like her mom has like ulterior motives, right? Like she was like, oh, it's Jaipur, like there's gonna be people there, so her mom submitted the photo so that like she doesn't care about like Dimple getting the education, but she's like, if I can also organize a matchmaking scenario, then it's worth it, I guess.
Yeah.
Which like, I totally understand why like meddling in your children's lives like that is not great, but you know, might not be the worst thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for Dimple maybe. So like, that's fine. But I'm saying like, if my mom threw a cute boy at me at college, I wouldn't have complained. You know?
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, she's like 17, so she's probably like not really thinking.
Yeah, she's about guys young.
Or like, you know, she's like, I don't want to get married. So
that's fair.
Probably
that's
no matter fair. Who it was, she'd be like, yo.
This is true.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we'll have to see how it works out.
Yeah.
And like, he was originally only supposed to see her like once a week,
like, right, in Jaipur.
But then his grandma's like, oh, well, if you take the class as well, then you can see her every day in class.
Whoa.
Whoa.
These people are so smart.
And he's like, wow, you're right. I'm going to take this computer science class, even though I don't like it.
I didn't put this together. Like, this is so funny because it's like his motivation is to find love, but like his grandma wants him to get an education. So like she's coercing him to like get educated. Mm.
That's true. And
Dimple's mom is kind of coercing her to, like, find love by, like, putting them in the same place.
Yeah.
So,
They're like, mischievous. You need education and love, you know?
I mean, that's why people go get their MRS degree, right?
Yeah. I was like, what's that?
That's just a little niche Christian college joke.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie Mona Lisa Smile with Julia Robert?
No.
Oh, it's like about a group of girls in college. This is like, I don't know when it's set, like the 60s or something. Mm. So it's like, you know, like not a lot of girls go to college, but then like some of the girls are there to like meet a husband. Like they're in college to find a man.
Right. You know,
they're not really caring about their education.
Right. Much to think about.
You're like, I should go back to college.
No, I'm like, do I apply to grad school and just go to like the orientations and like meet a bunch of boys?
You just like hang out in the library and then they're like, do you want to go here? Like,
yeah, do you want to go here? I just like pull out like whatever, like a marketing, like what a business textbook, and I'm just like highlighting random things.
Yeah.
Could you explain this to me? I'm in the business analytics course and I'm not quite sure what this means. It's like very like Katie Heron. Like, is 2 + 2 = 5? Can you help me with this math?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you get a man.
So I get Aaron Samuels. So
yeah. He was cute.
I'm excited for the new Mean Girls, the musical, the movie.
Are they making one?
Correct.
Oh my gosh. So they're musical and making it into a movie.
Yeah, Renee Rapp's going to be Regina George.
Oh, nice.
And God, Chris Briney, who's Conrad in The Summer I Turned Pretty, is going to be Aaron Samuels.
Oh, does he sing?
He did in The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay.
Not well.
Oh.
But I don't know if that was a character choice.
Yeah.
Or if that was like him.
I'm actually not that familiar with the musical. So I don't know if Aaron Samuels has like a lot of singing parts.
That's true. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Who's going to play Katie?
I don't know. Let me look up. I feel like it has been cast.
Wait, that's fun. I love movie musicals.
Same. Because I know Ashley Park played Gretchen in the
on Broadway. Oh,
it says, I don't know who this is. Andrew Rice. I think she was in Yellow Jackets. I think. Wait, John Hamm is playing Coach Carr. That's
Is she from Spider-Man?
Oh, is she the like?
She's the guy. She's the girl who dates Nick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah, yeah. Ned.
Sorry, Ned.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, and Alihi Cravajo.
It's Janice. Yeah.
She has a good voice.
Right. That's true. Oh my God, Busy Phillips as Renee Rapp's mom is such good casting.
Wait, yeah, that's actually really good.
That's so good.
Oh, I'm excited. I feel like this will be good.
Me too. Oh, wait. Oh, it says B.B. Wood, who she was in, is Gretchen. She was in Love, Victor.
Okay.
She was like the friend. John Hamm as Coach Carr is very funny to me. I don't know why. Like, he feels like...
He fits that.
He feels like almost too famous, though. Which is, like, insane. Because, like, Tina Fey is, like, very famous. So, like, I don't know why his, like...
Oh, yeah. Tina Fey is in this as well. She's, like, reprising her role.
Yeah. and Tim Meadows.
There's a lot of famous people in this.
Right. Show. Right. Which is like weird, but I said, like, look at John Hamm, and he's giving me Mad Men, not Mean Girls, you know? But that's just.
Yeah. He does do a lot of comedy, though.
That's true. He was in 30 Rock, which I guess that makes sense because he's Tina Fey.
Friends with Tina Fey.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Okay. This took a turn.
yeah. Okay. What moving on.
Dimple takes a bus to Jaipur and meets her roommate, who has purple hair and listens to loud music. She ditches Dimple, and Dimple goes to the canteen alone. She meets Zeenat, an older student in her class. She sees a YouTuber she watches and introduces herself, but he is rude to her. She goes to meet new people. She goes to meet new people when Rishi taps her on the shoulder. He says, "Hello, future wife." And Dimple throws a cold brew in his face.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate first
line. I was like, that was not a good line. Yeah, why would you say that?
Even if he thought she knew he was coming, why would he think she was on the same page as him? Like, if I was 17 and another boy, even if I thought he was cute, came up to me and said, "Hello, future wife," the only appropriate reaction is to throw something in his face.
Yeah, that... It's very creepy because they've never met in person before.
Right. Like, were, like, video chatting or, like, texting and they were on the same page about, like, wanting to get married one day, then, okay, maybe, sure.
Yeah, but, then it would make sense. Like, when it was, like, the beginning, like, the opening scenes, I was like, oh, he probably knows her from online. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, maybe they play games together or something. And he was like, I want to go meet her in person. I was like, okay, that makes sense. But, like, they literally have never spoken a word.
Right, she doesn't even know he exists.
Yeah, and he's, like, assuming that she's going to be his wife. I don't know. That's a big jump.
Yeah, that's wild. I also wanted to talk about on the bus, she's, like, watching YouTube videos of, like, gamers, like, gaming, whatever.
Yes.
And so when she gets to school, I guess, like, the guy she watches is, like, there. Mm-hmm. And she goes up to him, and he's using a wheelchair. And so she goes, "Oh, my gosh, like, I love your videos. Like, I watch you all the time, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know. I'm so sorry." And I was like, girl, that is not the thing to say. Simple.
Yeah. Like, that was not a good impression.
And he's, like, kind of rude to her, which I do think is a bit justified because, like, why are you saying I'm so sorry? Like, he's living his life. Like, calm down. Mm-hmm. But it was weird because it didn't, like, the show kind of framed it as if he was just, like, rude to her for no reason. When I was like, no, she said something rude to him first.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm assuming that, like, he doesn't show that on the internet, like,
right,
that he uses a wheelchair, so, like, maybe he thought, like, oh, she's just, like, trying to get clout and then, like, wants a picture with me and then she's gonna, like, post it somewhere and then, like, say stuff about me, you know? Right. So he was like like, being kind of rude.
Yeah, but I just think she shouldn't have said anything about it. Like, if she went up and said, "Hey, I love your videos, I watch you all the time, blah, blah, blah," that's it. You don't need to mention his disability. Like, that's very strange to do to anyone.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. Like, you can think it. Like, you can think, like, oh, whoa, I didn't know he used a wheelchair. Like, that's a normal thought, but don't say to his face. That's very strange.
And he was with his friend, and, like, it seemed like the friend was, like, protective of him, so he was, like, a little bit more rude, too. So.
Right. Yeah. Well. I just thought that was interesting, because I feel like, is he going to be, like, he must be a character, right?
Yeah, I saw some of, like, the promo photos, and he was in them, so I'm assuming he's gonna, like, join the little group. I don't know if he'll be, like, a second love interest.
Right, that's what I was thinking, like, something. Which, like, gives me a bit of icky vibes, just from, like, maybe her interaction just be, like, with him.
BFFs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah. Yeah, and then we meet Zeena in the canteen, which is the cafeteria, and she's, like, talking to the barista, and she's like, "Oh, I'm, like, double their age. I'm so old." And she looks, like, very young. Like, she's, if she's double 17, she's, like, 34.
Yeah.
Right? Which, like, is still young, and it's very normal for people to take college courses as, a, like, older adults. So, I mean, I get it, but also, like, And, like, I don't know. I also thought, because, like, Dimple goes up to her and is like, oh, I'm in the same class as you. Like, come knock on my dorm anytime. And, like, I get she's trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's, like, weird if she was going to, like, eat lunch with people in her class and stuff. But for Zenith as, like, a 30-something woman to, like, go to the dorms is very strange to me. Like, don't go hang out with 17-year-olds in their dorm room. Like, please don't do that. Like, I understand Dimple's intention, but, like, I mean, like, it's okay for you to, like, get coffee together, but hanging out in a dorm is a bit weird. If she was
living in the dorms.
She said she rented a house nearby, so she's not living in the dorms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then that would be kind of strange for her to, like, the dorms.
Which I feel like she understood that. She was like, yeah, I'm going to take this class, and I'm going to live nearby the university, but I'm not bunking with a 17-year-old.
Yeah, I also would not want to live in the dorms. I'd be like, no.
Yeah. We did have, I feel like we did have an older student that was in the dorms when I was at college, but he like had a single.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which I think like is fine. Like, I don't, I mean, maybe because like some people's like, I mean, I don't know how it works in India, but in the US, like some people's scholarships are dependent on like rooming on at the university. Mm. So like it's possible like, oh, like if you're an older student and you want to get your, you know, you want to get your scholarship, you have to live on campus. So getting a single in the dorms, I think, is like a reasonable
thing. I think at my school, well, at my school, the dorms were usually like different grades.
Oh, so
we had like
freshman dorms, freshman dorms,
and then like upperclassmen dorms, and then a little bit off campus, but like still like campus housing was like, you know, usually like grad students or like older people.
Oh, yeah.
So like probably they would want to live over there because it's like more privacy and you don't have to share a room with like three other people.
Right. Oh, yeah. Living in a triple was rough times.
Yeah. Never again.
Never again, truly. Well, that's it. It ends with her throwing the cold brew in his face, which I kind of loved. I like love that ending. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
You get to sit with that Rishi. Sit there. Think about what you did.
I know. Yeah, I thought, yeah, I did think it was cute. Like, Dimple, she's really trying her best, you know? She was, like, trying to make friends, going up to, you know, random people.
Yeah, introducing herself. I would not have done that. Like, good for her. No,
I'd be too shy.
Same.
But I'm like, yeah, that's what you have to do, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was really cute. I liked it.
Yeah. I kind of want to read the book now because also like since the book takes place in the Bay Area, I'm
I actually did. Well, it was like I did do like one of these like summer courses before.
Oh, where?
I think at like Stanford.
Okay. It was like bougie. Yeah. Wait, in high school you did or in college?
In high school.
Oh.
It was like for high schoolers, I think.
Right.
But I think it was just a couple weeks, but it was like some like science classes.
Wow. Yeah. Try to marry you? Wow.
Yeah. I did not meet a boy. Sad.
Sad.
But yeah, so it is like a very common thing, like in the Bay Area, probably other places as well.
I literally I met someone when I lived in Portland and I told him I was from the Bay Area and he was like, oh, I've been to the Bay. And I was like, oh, like what? What did you do there? And he was like, oh, well, I took a summer course at Stanford. I was like, of course you did.
Of course.
Yep. I was like, of course, that's why people go to the Bay Area to do a computer class.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're almost done with 2020.
Well, that's good. We've been in 2020 for a long time.
How many years have you been 17? okay. I forgot. Should we do who's endgame? Do we think Dimple and Rishi are endgame?
I feel like they have to be.
They have to be, right?
Or else, like, this is a lot of setup for nothing if they don't end up together.
I feel like there will be a couple love triangles, but they are endgame.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not going to be a smooth road to marriage, but...
Yeah. Oof. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting that there's, like, more seasons coming out, so I'm assuming... Like, I'm like, do they get married? Like,
they must.
Like, is there going to be like a time jump or are they going to?
Are they going to get married at 21?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? that is it for this week. If you like our podcast, please give us 5 stars and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week, we'll be watching The Hardy Boys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.